brand new research on unintended childbearing, and it's pretty startling what's happening out there in the how common it can be for women to have unintended births. Let's talk about the dynamics behind it and what the numbers really are. Karen Guzzo with us. She is a professor, sociology professor at Bowling Green State University and a research affiliate at the National Center for Family and Marriage Research. Karen Guzzo. Karen, great to have you on WILS.
No, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Yeah, this now, when you do research on unintended childbearing, how does that work? Are women pretty honest about that kind of thing?
I think so. This sort of information comes from surveys that women fill out. And these surveys are things that the women fill out on their own. They don't have to say this to someone else's face. It's sort of an interviewer's face. So they sort of report on this, and we ask a series of questions. Did you want to have a baby when you got pregnant at that time? Did you wish, you know, if they say yes, then we sort of say, great, you wanted this one. But if they say no, I didn't want to get pregnant this time, we say, well, did you want to get pregnant later or did you not want to get pregnant at all? So we try to kind of give women a few different avenues, a way of asking and answering these questions. And then we have some other ways of measuring it, too.
If you look at general numbers, what kind of rate of unintended births are we looking at right now?
Well, it's been fairly stable in the United States for the past few years, maybe a slight decline recently, but it's about half of all pregnancies, maybe about 45% of all pregnancies, and about a third of all births. Wow. So obviously some unintended pregnancies don't result in live birth.
That's a lot. Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a third of all births are unintended. Why is that happening, by the way?
That's a million-dollar question. That's sort of a complex series of questions or sort of behaviors that occur. Mm-hmm. So, you know, obviously the last thing that happens is that live birth, but it's women having sex, it's having sex without using effective contraception.
Is it mostly younger women having these unintended births?
Well, that's sort of a common perception, and that's not actually true. So it's definitely true that most teenagers, when they have a baby, it's unintended. But this happens at all different stages of the life course. The majority of births in the U.S. are actually to married women, and so the majority of unintended births are also to married women, too. So this happens, this could be a prototypical, stereotypical sort of, 16-year-old girl who just, didn't mean to get pregnant. But it could also be your 35-year-old mom who's already got three kids and does not want a fourth. And finds herself pregnant, too. So this can happen at different points in the life course.
Especially at that point. I'd love to be able to ask that question. How can it be unintended when it's the fourth or fifth child?
Well, you'd be surprised at the fact that people, how many women don't use reliable contraception all the time, or people who think, I don't like the hormones, so I don't want to take anything, You have to be, if you're not using some sort of long-acting reversible contraception, something like an IUD, or your partner haven't undergone some sort of permanent contraceptive method, like sterilization or vasectomy, it really only takes one or two times to kind of forget and whoops, and there you go. But maybe when you already have three kids, you think, three, four.
Yeah, at that point, what's nice for child? Karen Guzzo with us. She's with the Center for Family and Demographic Research at Bowling Green State University. Now, you looked at all kinds of dynamics. Maybe we can go through some of them. First of all, you looked at things like birth order and intendedness. What did you find when it comes to the birth order?
First births, about 32-33% of those are unintended. So sometimes that means they just happen kind of a little earlier than people wanted. And then for a smaller proportion, it's people who never wanted to have children and find themselves pregnant. Second births are the most commonly intended. Mm-hmm. That means you already had one kid, and there's such a strong sort of two-child norm in the U.S. that, most people who have one kid want to have that other kid. But then when you look at third or later births, that's when you've got a big chunk. About 40% of births are unintended, and a lot more of those are outright unwanted.
Wow.
That doesn't mean, by the way, that people don't love their third children, but it does mean that people think that two-child family is nice, and then, geez, we have this one more kid, and people, anybody who has three or more kids can tell you moving from two to three is, in fact, a pretty big difference because moving from two kids, you've got zone parenting, you know, you have
That's
to sort of move
zone.
In and out.
Yeah, now you look at union status and intendedness, whether people they're married or just cohabitating. What did you find there?
Well, it's as you'd expect, really, that married couples, birth to married couples, are most likely to be intended because marriage is really sort of that stable union. In the United States, it still has a strong connotation that, you know, you get married to have children, to have a family. Mm-hmm. For cohabiting women, about half of the births, surprisingly, are actually intended, even though people still want to have kind of that more stable family and marriage. Cohabiting has quickly emerged over the past maybe 20 years as a really kind of acceptable union form for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And then for single women, not surprisingly, birth to single women, only just about 30, maybe 30, it's about 36% of those are intended. So most of those are people who want to have kids maybe at some point later, but not yet. They're not necessarily... Go ahead.
Karen, we just have a minute or so left, but when it comes to race and ethnicity, you also looked at that. How did the racial... what's the racial breakdown on intendedness?
There's a pretty big gap. So just under 50% of births to African-American women are intended, with Hispanics a little above that, about 56%. And then for whites, it's about 3/4. And a lot of that seems to be driven actually less by race, but more by social class and access to family planning services.
I see. It's Karen Guzzo. She is a professor at Bowling Green State University, sociology professor, and an associate, research affiliate of the National Center for Family and Marriage Research, which just came out with this new data on unintended childbirth in the U.S., not just Michigan. Hey, Karen, great to have you on WILS. Thank you.
Very much. Appreciate it. Yep. Thank you.